Bitcoin traders, stop paying for upside as volatility hits. 23% Bitcoin's upside implied volatility has fallen to a record low of 23%, according to Glassnode data flagged by Cointelegraph on August 6, 2026. The reading measures how much traders are willing to pay for options that profit if Bitcoin climbs. At 23%, they are paying almost nothing. The market has stopped pricing in a meaningful rally. The context is a price that has gone nowhere. Bitcoin trades at $64,448 as of August 6, 2026, up 0.1% over the past 24 hours and down 0.45% on the week. The Crypto Fear and Greed Index sits at 38 in fear territory. Neither the price action nor the sentiment gauge points to traders bracing for a sharp move in either direction. A market that is priced out surprises, implied volatility is a forward-looking number. It reflects what options buyers expect, not what has already happened. When upside implied volatility collapses to a record low, it means demand for call options, the contracts that pay off when price rises, has dried up. Traders are no longer paying a premium to bet on Bitcoin going higher. That is a shift in posture. For most of the last cycle, spikes in call demand accompanied every push toward a new high. Buyers wanted leverage on the way up and were willing to pay for it. A 23% reading says that appetite is gone, at least for now. The people who trade Bitcoin options are treating a breakout as unlikely enough that they will not pay for the option to catch one. Low implied volatility cuts two ways, and neither is a directional call. It can mark the kind of exhaustion that shows up near a bottom, when the last sellers have left and nobody expects anything to happen. It can also mark complacency, the calm that precedes a violent repricing. The Glassnode figure does not resolve which one this is. It only tells you the market is not positioned for a big move. The mechanics behind the number options pricing bakes in an expectation of future price swings. When that expectation falls, option premiums fall with it. Because a seller demands less compensation for writing a contract on an asset nobody thinks will move. Record low upside implied volatility means call sellers are collecting historically thin premiums, and call buyers see no reason to bid them up. There's a feedback element worth noting. Cheap options can themselves become fuel. When volatility is priced this low, a sudden move forces dealers who sold those options to hedge, buying or selling spot Bitcoin to stay neutral. That hedging can amplify whatever move breaks the calm. A market that has priced out volatility is, mechanically, a market that can manufacture it once something forces a repricing. None of this is a forecast. This is a read on positioning, not a prediction. Anyone treating a low volatility print as a timing signal is speculating. And this is not financial advice. A quieter tape is the friendlier backdrop for spenders. For anyone who holds Bitcoin and spends against it, a quiet tape is the friendlier environment. Volatility is the enemy of predictable spending. When you fund a card from a crypto balance, a sharp drop between top-up and swipe can eat into what you thought you had. A stretch of low realized volatility makes day-to-day budgeting less of a moving target. It also strengthens the case many users already make for stablecoin-denominated spending. Holders who do not want to gamble their grocery money on the next repricing tend to keep spending balances in USDC or USDT and leave Bitcoin as a longer-term hold. A calm market is a good window to set that structure up rather than reacting to the next spike. Cards that pull directly from a Bitcoin balance carry the timing risk in full, since the conversion happens at the point of sale. That matters more, not less, when the options market is signaling that a dormant tape could wake up abruptly. Keeping a buffer or spending stablecoins while holding BTC separately is the standard way to sidestep it. The reading in context, a record low in a single metric, is a data point, not a verdict. Upside implied volatility at 23% tells you that Bitcoin options traders have stopped paying for a rally and are not braced for a crash either. It fits a broader picture of a market in fear, trading sideways near $64,400, waiting for a catalyst that the derivatives market is not yet pricing. The one concrete takeaway, the cheapest optionality Bitcoin has offered on record, is available right now, precisely because almost nobody wants it.